שם הלכים סביב ספרנצ'י שבספר סכוס מרמר רצ'י יחלו סכוס פרוס חי חפה בעצמך דיספסיה ושיב פשט נער ישראל משה מורחה ברחב סלו וחום עשה ידיהם מפיים בן רוס ופורש להם סוף שכולה ישראל We were discussing תשובה ורבי קיבה איגר and סימן יון גימו ברוך השם We had a גבלדי קשיר discussing the shadow of the Simon who took ribis and now the person who gave the ribis wants to deduct that ribis say that it's part of the Karen and they not have to pay the ribis See how to do so or not do so. So that was what we were marich in the previous shir. And now we're in Simon and Dalet. We're in the middle of the tshuva. And we had seen in the previous shir the rivosh, the sheet of the rivosh. The rivosh says the reason that Yisayim don't have to return ribbis is because lav b'nei me'ovid mitzvah ninu. They're not obligated to do mitzvahs. So here it says Rabbeinu, ומה שכוסב רוב מעלס כבוי תוירוסו, נראו יורם, מדיסוסם הריבוש, משמע, אף כשיגדו היסון מפתורים, והטעם, כאבן דבידן דוי קטנם היו פתורים, יש דיכו יצאו מצווס, so the shoyer wanted to say as follows, that the ריבוש says, לאו בני מיובד מצווה נינהו, and this would apply, even כשיגדו היסוימים, even כשיגדו היסוימים, they are potter from repaying the ribis. From paying back the ribbis, not only when they're ketanim, don't they have to pay back the ribbis? Even when they're gedolim, they don't have to pay back the ribbis. Why not? The whole word is lav b'nei avid me'avid matzvah ninu. They can't do mitzvahs when they're ketanim. They're chayiv in mitzvahs, but now they're gedolim, they're chayiv in mitzvahs. And the reason is because of the famous klal yesh dichu yetzon mitzvahs gemara in sukkah daf lamed gimel and also in zvachim daf yud beis that. Yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs does mind that once a person is pushed off from having to fulfill a mitzvah, that's it. They don't have to fulfill the mitzvah anymore. So if you would hold yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs, then you would say that if blood was covered up by the wind, kisui adam was done. Afterwards, if it was uncovered, you wouldn't have to do it because yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs. Or a hadas that was not kosher, And then it became kosher because the top was cut off and then a berry grew. So once it's not kosher, it's not kosher. Yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs. So therefore here also, these yiktsayim are always going to be potter because of yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs. So adler repapah desfirelei, b'riyaz b'alchoiv mitzvah niskotkin li nichse yisayimim ktanim. Repapah holds b'ava baslein kufayin dalet that you collect from nichse yisayimim a debt when they get older, k'shi yigdalu. What about... Yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs. The teretz is no. Haynu l'shitosei de'omar zois oimeres ein dichu yetzel mitzvahs. Because he is of the opinion, the Heiliger of Papa, that yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs l'shitosei. So once it's not a kasha that you want to say he holds ein dichu yetzel mitzvahs. That's why he says that they have to pay later. But we hold like Stimas Divrei HaRivash. Rivash doesn't distinguish. He says they're Pater when they're Ketanim. He says in general they're Pater. He doesn't say only when they're Ketanim. So in Pashtus, once they're Pater Alts Ketanim, they're also Pater Alts Gedolim. And this is against what Rabbeinu said in the previous Siman. So this is what the Rav is tining. The Rav is saying, hey, they don't have to pay later. Because yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs, and don't ask me from Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs. Nifleisi afim nidon kein b'kavanas rivash. Even if that's pshat in the rivash, says Rabbeinu. Mikol mokom hogam l'nidon uboi d'lo yivshita. By us, it's a shaila that hasn't been resolved. Im yesh dichu yetzel mitzvahs, is there dichu by mitzvahs? And therefore, we're not sure. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But benidon didon yachal and akos filam, he can deduct and say the malve kaimalon the loive kaimalon dein dichu ekimli dein dichu etzom mitzvus. He can say that I'm accepting the opinion. There's no dichu, and memela I'm going to deduct because it is you owe me this ribbis money. Give it back. So maybe I'm going to deduct it from make it part of the Karen, and I'm set. And don't tell me, when we were ketanim and we were off the hook, we're still off the hook. No. Kimli ain't dichu yetzel mitzvahs. Ubeikir hayisod anal hayisod nirali And in this yisoid, it would appear to me, says Rabbeinu HaRosh, soif moed koton kotze b'shem haram. The koton shemes lo imes v'higdil achar zayin. The tzorich lihis abel de'ein dichui. And if you have a koton, shemes lo imes. This koton had a relative who died. V'higdil achar zayin. And then after 7 days, he became a gadol. The tzorich lihis abel de'ein dichui. So, a cotton who died, and then he became a gadol after 7 days, he has to be misabel. Because the Rosh says he's potter. Even though there's no dichui, mikol mogoyim, kevin da dichui, begufo adam, yesh dichui. The Rosh writes that even the Mandi Amr that holds, Ein dichui etzol mitzvahs. And when, ukeshechazar v'nira, ha-mitzvah, chayev boy, and then afterwards, when one is roi, he's chayev in the mitzvah, filu achi, nevertheless, says the Rosh, that a kodin shemes lo meis, and he got older after 7 days. Even if he holds ein dichui, he's going to be potter from avelus. Shekvar nitche bekatnusoi. Why the shiny ocha? Here it's different. Now it's two reasons. Number one, when do we say ein dichui etzol mitzvahs? Rak bedichui bechefze de mitzvah. Like kisui adam, shekiso aruach. The hoder nizgalsa, that the nizgala, that the wind blew over it. And then it became exposed again. So there we say, that ain't dichui. Because that's nechevtz of the mitzvah. Mashen kein here, the dichui is begufa adam. That's definitely considered dichui. Because even according to the man deomer, ain't dichui be mitzvahs. That's only in dichui bechepze the mitzvah, like the dam. Mashenkin bedichui beagavro bevada yesh dichui. That's the first thing that the Rosh says. Mikom kom kem da dichui begufa adam yesh dichui. Oh, the gabe akisu yhave biyado. We can say that dafka now that is dichui kiso aruach. We say in dichui etzim mitzvah speaks biyado legaloisei beatzma. He could uncover the blood. Masha'enken, be'ein biyado, l'salek ha'dichui me'olav. Masha'enken, if it's not biyado, to remove the dichui. As Khan, he can't make himself into a gadol. It's a trick, no one's been successful in doing it. That a katan should become a gadol. If it's not biyado. So since it's not biyado for the katan to make himself into a gadol, we say there's dichui. And then here Rabbeinu writes, b'ma'amar muzgar, sograim, v'divrei ha-rosh eilu tmuim li. But I don't understand this rosh. Dim kein, am lamai, it's the rechashas, b'perek gimel de sukkah loim ad-rav papa gufa misafkalei. Ha yesh chilek de b'kisoye v'b'yado, v'gam bibuch lamai, it's the rosh lechilukoi. Habelav hachi kifite kamar hashas, the rav papa gufa misafkalei. Imkein chayv bekisoy rak misveke umemele ba'avelus have a suffik de rabbanan ulekulo. Da be'emes adayin lechiluko de arosh amikol mokom gam emidi de lav biyado uiboyo de lo yivshita bolsa boi tomorrow em yesh boi dichu yala al kolchenu de mitam suffik avelus mekilin. Imkein belav hachi avamatzi litein tamze. Vitzorich yiyun. What is Rabbeinu saying? According to this second svar of the Rosh, that the Rosh wants to say, that the reason there's dichui, the reason there's no dichui by the blood, by the covering of the blood, is because it's biyadoi. He can uncover the blood, and therefore it's not dichui, but by him, by the gakatan, there is dichui because he can't make himself into a gadol. Why then does the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph, ask, and the Shaila of Yirmiyah ben Nikdam Roisha Adas Me'er of Yom Tov Osa Boi Tumara, And then a berry grew after it was cut off in Erev Yomtiv. A berry grew, and that's Machshir, the Hadas on Yomtiv. Do we say, Dichoy Etzim Mitzis or not? The Gemara asks, Tivshot mid Rav Papa. So let's be resolved this from Rav Papa, who says that if the wind covered the blood and then it was uncovered, he's chayiv dein dicho etzel mitzvus. And then the Gemara's teretz is, here Rav Papa himself wasn't sure. Is it only the chumra we say that ein dichoi, and therefore he has to cover the blood again? Or even l'kula, to be machshir this hadas. So the Rav Papa is misafkale. But l'svaras harosh, ze lo kesh, zma kesher. Says Rabbeinu, my itzurich hashas beperek yomul the sukkah loy madur of papa gufa misafkale. Why does the Gemara have to say of papa is misupik? Hayesh chiluk de bekisui avi biyado. Say a pashta chiluk that kisui is biyado, and this is the hadas. It's not biyado. Why does the Gemara say such a chiluk according to the Rush? Biyado legalos. So there we say ain dichui. Mashen kain in the hadas case. He doesn't have the capacity to make the berry grow. So maybe there is dichui. Since in the case of the dam, it's biyadoi, there we say ain dichui. But maybe the hadas there is dichui. That's the Rosh's chiluk. Why does the Gemara make a chiluk? That's the erste kasha of Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu asks another kasha. That what? Why did the Rosh need these reasons? The Rosh has two reasons here. The Rosh says, because it's a dichui begufa adam, and therefore there's dichui, or it's not biyadai, and therefore there's dichui. V'gam behipuch, lamayit hutzach ha-Rosh l'chilukai. So the Gemara's maskana is that Rav Papa is misafkele yesh dichoi etzel mitzvus. So amai, why does the Rosh have to come onto his two chalukim to patur this katan? The Gemara says that Rav Papa is misupik, so therefore he's chayev in kisui rak misfeka, umemela ba'velus, it's a subject you're up on a little kula. Because even according to the chiluk of the Rosh, nevertheless, gamba midi dilabia, though even if it's not in his hand, it's in a bite below yivshita. But also about tomorrow if there's dichui. Even if it's not biyado, it's a suffix. Whether there's dichui or there's not dichui. Maybe there is dichui, maybe there isn't dichui. So we still remain with a suffix. If it's lav biyado. Gemara says that if it's biyado, there's no dichui. So maybe the chilek is, if it's lav biyado, then maybe there is dichui. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's the Rosh wanted to be mechalek. The Rosh wanted to be mechalek and say that if it's not the other, there's dichui. Yeah, but Rav Papa is still mesupik. Whether or not there's dichui, and maybe sof kol sof ain dichui. So what do you have to say? What are you going to say about Avelis? You're going to say Avelis is Lakula. So we still blind with the suffix about the katan. So where do you have to go? You have to say that halacha kedivrei hameka b'avil, suffix d'rabban and Lakula. So the Rush's chilukam are difficult. The Gemara doesn't make the chiluk of the Rush. And even at the end of the sugya, you want to suggest possibly yesh tichui, yeah, but maybe ain't tichui. So you have to come onto the svar of halacha kedivrei hameka b'avil. So this Rush is tamua. I go upon and back to the closed brackets. And here Rabbeinu says, Im kain, v'meman of shach l'shitas haram ein kiyam l'divrei malas kvoy terasoi. So this shita of the Rosh, that he brings the Ram, that akad shemes lo meis, and he higdil achar zayin, Nitzorch l'sabel, this Ram that he brought, says that he has to be misabel. Because ain't dichui. And the Rosh is machalik sheyesh dichui. According to the Ram that the Rosh brings, so the Kadin is chayiv kishehigdil. So here also, they are chayiv to return the ribbis when they're older. Halachiluko de harosh after a papa de svirle. The bikisui and dihui mikol mokoim had dihui de cotton shiny. So you're right, according to the Ram that's brought in the Rush, we say ain dihui, so when they get older, they're going to have to return the ribbis. According to the time of the Rivash, that it's only because time lav me of in mitzvah ninu. When they're gedol, then they're going to be chayiv. And not only that, even according to the Rosh, l'chor we can say that on one hand, Malas Kvoy Tarasa wants to say that according to the Rosh, when they get older, they don't have to pay. Just like when they get older, they're pater from, once there's dichui by Avelis, they're not chayven Avelis. But L'chayra, we have a kashan Rosh from Rav Papa that Priyas Baal Chov Mitzvah, Ugshi Yigdalu, Chayavim Lefroa. Because according to the Rosh, in this dichui of Katn Sa'adam, Rav Papa's moide di yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, mishnei tamim. What are the two reasons he gave? Dichui beguf adam adif tfei. If it's in the goof of the person, the dichui, that's better. It's more likely to be dichui. And also it's ein biyado. Letakein. Katnas, he can't make himself into a gadol. So how then did Rav Papa say that when they become gedolim, they have to do the priyas chov? Why isn't it dachui lefi das harosh? That's what he says. Well, divrei harosh lefi beis tom shel lechalik ben dichui katan ledichui kisui. The two reasons he has to be mechalik between the dichui of a katan and the dichui of kisui. Im kein yikshem priyas bal chov miyasayim shegadlu. So then we have a kasha from the priyas bal chov of Yisomim that got older, the Lekel Shnui Kedekosav, Malz Kotarasa, the Nereyard, the Republic Shitasa. You want to say Republic Shitasa? That ain't Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. Yeah, but here, that's in general, but here there should be Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. Why should there be Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs? Because of the two reasons that the Rosh says. So the Rush is correct. How do you get Rav Papa? Now, Rav Papa is the man, the Omar, that ain't dealing in Sukkah, that ain't dealing with some. Yeah, but here there's. But by Prius Balchov, there should be Dichui, according to the Rosh. Because of these two reasons. Here it's better. Here there's more reason to have Dichui. Even though he holds by Kisa is not Dichui, the cotton shiny, the Dichui cotton's different. El al kolchenu de prias bal choiv de leka inyan dichui. By prias bal choiv there's no inyan of dichui. De dafka ba velut de banu lechayvo imi koyach ha-maisa she'os nasa b'shas katnu soy dainu misis ha-meis. Bekev on the loinis abelos di yashlim ato. Vazeh amin an yesh dichui. De dafka ba yavelus. That we're coming to be mechayivim, mikoyach ha-maisa that was done, an event that occurred when they were ketanim, the misas hameis, the death, and since he wasn't Miss Abel then, and we want to say b'mashlim now. There we say no yesh dichui. Abel b'priyaz bal choiv. Ain sarach lodin ala maisa shenasa bekatnusa shiarish minichse aviv. De ain shasa yerusha dafka goremetz la mitzvah. Ela dechol sheyesh birshusoi nichse aviv amishuabodim lebal choiv. Ramyo ole ya mitzvah lishalem umalonu eimosa yeschilu lovo birshusoi. Gevaldik. But when we're talking about Avelus. So we can say Yesh Dichui, they were Chayiv and Avelus when they were Ketanim. But they're Pater because of their Katnus. The Avelus occurred when they were Ketanim, but they were Pater out's Katnus. So now they're not Chayiv anymore. But Prias Bal Chov, doesn't matter what event occurred that they was alone when they were Ketanim. It's not the Shas HaYerusha that causes the mitzvah to return the loan. He has Birshusoi, Nechosim that are Meshubit to the Bal Chov, so he has to pay them up. So he's Chayiv now, it's Gadol. That's why Rav Papa holds he has to pay. Because he's chayiv now al tzgadol. Not because of what happened when he was a katan. Now he's a gadol, he's chayiv. So too, v'chinami b'ribis, da mitzvah kol zman shemos haribis b'yado tzarech lachzirom. By ribis also, since he's chayiv, as long as the ribis are in his rishus, he has to return the ribis. So he's not, Rabbeinu doesn't accept what this Rav says. Zulas denei melechalik bin ribis lepiroin choiv. Ah, you want to be mechalik between peribis and piroin choiv? Kevin de chazin and de ribis lebre. Loi az harachmana. Im kein, ein achiv chol beklolus al mishe mois haribis biyodoi. Rak ha-mitzvah b'chol rega shenuchosim ha-mishuabodim b'yodoy v'adayin ein echreach v'ze. It says he's referring to a gemore in Bava Metzia and av samach beis amud aleph and ad halocha and yoyredeyo and simen kuf samach aleph se'iv vav lokach ribis k'tzutza umeis ein habonim tzrichim lahachzim. Elo, im kain, hayadavu misuyam. So if they stam took money, so they don't have to return it. But if they took something specific, a garment, an animal, a car, and people will point to it and say, ah, that belonged to the, that's the ribbis that the father took. So in such an instance, they have to return it mishum bizyoni da'ov. So that's what Rabbeinu wants to say, a chiluk. Bein ribis lepiroin choiv. that we see by Ribbis, you said in the Gemara, that by Ribbis, the Breiloi Azir Achmana, the Torah didn't warn the son about returning Ribbis. So the Chiyuv isn't Chal Bechlalus on whoever is holding on to the Ribbis, because the Ribbis money is in the hands of the Yoresh, and he doesn't have to return it. Because the Chiyuv is on the one who took the Ribbis. He has the mitzvah to return it. And if so, we can say that it's the Maisa Lekicha that causes the Chiyuv to be Machzir the Ribbis. And since when the Ktanim, in our case, it's the Ktanim who took the Ribbis Alts Ktanim, since Biyidon HaLekicha, since when they took it, there was no Chiyuv mitzvah. If so, even when they get older, they're Patr, because Yesh Dichui. Mashen came when I talk about Piroin Choiv. As long as the Nechasim are in the Rishus of the son and his son and his son and his son and his son, Atzof Kol Adoros, the mitzvah is to pay to the Baal Chov. So it's not the Shas Maisiv of the Yerusha that's going, but rather it's the fact that he has the Nechasim, that he owes the Nechasim, and it's a continual Chiyuv. It's not just B'Shas Maisiv. It continues for all the generations. So there you would have to return it. That's why a chov, the Yisom have to return. But maybe Ribbis, they don't have to return. The Yorshim of the Ribbis don't have to return it. And also Ketanim will receive Ribbis don't have to return it, because there it goes in the Shas Lekicha. And we see that from the fact that Didei Asir Achman of the Torah warned the father to return the Ribbis, but not to his son, because it only goes in Shas Lekicha. So maybe that would be a tzad, says Rabbeinu, that they wouldn't have to repay the Ribbis. That they took when they were ketanim, because of the shas halakicha that's goy remes. But ain't echreach lize. This is not muchrach. Vegam yesh loymar. L'chiluk sheni, the harosh. What's the second chiluk of the rosh? The dafka by avelus loy mikri biyadoi. That dafka by avelus, it's not called biyado. It's not called biyado because he can't make himself into a gadol. Since he can't make himself into a gadol, so there's dichui. It's pushed off from the mitzvah. Because if we learn like the Ram that the Rush quotes, lechayvo lisabo mishehigdil, who's mechayiv him to conduct avelus when he becomes a gadol, nire de af imhoya misabel bikatnusoi de lo yotza baze. If he would be misabel bekatnus, he wouldn't be yotze. Even if we say like the Ram that he has to be a binoyeg avelus when he's a gadol, but if he would have done it when he was a katan, he wouldn't have been yotze. Velo miftar bekach, and that wouldn't have patterned him. Kevin de beoisa shaa ha lo haya mechuyev bedavo. Since at that time he wasn't mechuyev, he was still a katan. So einoy poiter the shaa shaya mechuyev bedavo. It doesn't patter him for the time that he is mechuyev. Like the Kesef Mishnah asks, famous Rambam, that a gershin is gayer bin Pesach Risha and the Pesach Sheni, and a kotin shehigdil bin shnei apsachim, they have to do a Pesach Sheni. Vim shachatu olov, the Pesach Rishain, the Rishain potu, that if they shechted for the for the cotton in the Pesach Rishon, that patters him, says the Kesef Mishnah. I don't understand. If they shechted in Pesach Rishon, he's pater, what? Is a cotton a bar chiyuv or pteru? That's his kasha. And then he brings the Mari Kurkus, that since the Torah was marbe a cotton, shishchutu alav mumanam oisai, so nifteru bekach menasheni. So that patters him. There's a famous Reb Chaim on this. A lot of Torah. But anyway, he brings down the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, where you do b'shas p'tur, doesn't patter you later when you're going to be chayiv. So what he did b'shas katnusa doesn't patter him when he's a gadol. So who adin if he was noyag avelus b'shas katnusa, that according to the Ram wouldn't patter him when he's a gadol. He'd have to be noyag again when he's a gadol. And then he also cites the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Simen Reish Samach Zayin. B'kideish kodem alayla. Magen Avraham there writes, Kosev HaMagid Mishnah, Afa Pishim Ebo'id Yoyim. So he quotes the opinion that the kiddush of a katan mibo'id yom is good. He's going to become a gadol that night. His kiddush mibo'id yom is good, or his avdol is good. And he can eat based on this kiddush. He can do malacha based on this avdolah. Because at the time he was mekadesh, he's afterwards coming to a chiyuv d'oraisa. And he says, ma pitom? Katan eino motzi gadol. Even if he's going to come afterwards to a chiyuv d'oraisa. So how's he motzi himself? He's not motzi a gadol, chayv d'oraisa. How's he motzi himself, who's later on going to be chayv d'oraisa? So again, the same yisoid, like the case of Mishnah, that what he does is a cut and doesn't patter al's gadol. And therefore, mishum hachi, so close parentheses, that was in parentheses, the case of Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, close parentheses, close brackets, mishum hachi mikri lav biyado. And therefore, it's called that it's not biyado. Because he has no option of doing it when he's a cotton. Aval bepiroin choiv uberibis dim hichzir ba'oidoi cotton. But by piron chov and ribis, if he's machzir when he's a cotton, the chov or the ribis, pshita di yotzi yedei chovaso mifter bakach. So it's pashit that he's yotze and he's pater, he's yotze hachzaras hachov and hachzaras haribis. So maybe that's called biyado, like Yisui Adam, because he has the option of doing it al tzkatan. So what Rabbeinu is trying to do now is trying to show that maybe there's no dichui, because here it's called biyado. In the case of Avelis, not, but in the case of Piron Ribis, yes. So it is considered biyado, and therefore when he's a gadol, he is chayv to be machzir the Ribis. Maybe you can be mechalek that by kisu he can make himself obligated. But a cotton can't make himself obligated. Mikol makom gam laavelus loy dami. The hasam ein biyadei klal. By Avelus, he can't make himself into a gadol, and he can't make a metzias of Avelus as a katan, because a katan's not yotze with his Avelus. Unlike the case of Piron Chov and Achzoras Haribis. So it's true, he can't make himself into a gadol, but he can do a metzias of Achzoras Hamos. If he returns the Mos are returned. So yeah, you want to make a chilik between Kisui, he can make himself chayiv. But a cotton can make himself chayiv because he's still a cotton. But you still can't compare the case of Achzaras Ribis to Avelus. Because Avelus, he has no mitzius of Avelus and no mitzius of, he's not Yotze. And he can't make himself into a gadol when he's a cotton. So by Avelus, he has no chance. So that's where the Rush says that there's dichui. But here, he can make a mitzius of returning the money. By Avelus is not biyado klal. Here it is biyado. We can return the money. And it's considered returned. So Rabbeinu continues Bidarko Atoiva, and maybe we'll hopefully be zeicher to see that in a different shir. And there's a lot of diburim misaviv la nosei hazeh shel tichu etzel mitzvus v'tichu etzel katan. So hopefully Bezrat Hashem, Birtzot Hashem Darkeinu, אנחנו עוד נראה ונראה נפלאות מתורת השם, but I thank you so much for listening, and אמית השם, we will נחזור ונשנה פרק זה, זה מאוד מרתק הנושא הזה, and thank you so much for listening, וישו זוכר לא מעולם, ודשמו לעשות לקיימס כל הביסת הרצה והאהבה, and Hashem should give us the health, the simchas chaim, and the financial means to be able to continue. Yitz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.